Time for another edition of the Wash Up, and it was two unbeaten teams going head to head at Galvin Park. It was a big day, past Players' Day, for Werribee Centrals, and they were marking their 2000 and 2001 Premiership teams, which of course beat Bannockburn. But the Tigers spoiled the party and got a 32-point win, 9-12-66 to 4-10-34. Lucky enough to be joined by the coach of the Bannockburn Tigers, Peter Riccardi. Rico, thanks for joining us. Firstly, congratulations. Clubs get spurred on by past players' days and premiership reunions, but you're able to take a little bit of the heat out of that.
Yeah, that was our main focus pretty much early on, get off to a fast start and try to silence the crowd a little bit, because we knew they had their past players and their premiership reunion the night before, so that would have been a good voice if we let them off to a quick start.
Yep. What impressed you most about that quick start? Was it a case of you were able to control the footy?
Yeah, just our dominance around the footy. Ben Cole, he's not overly big, but geez, he gives us some grunt in the middle of the ground. As a ruckman, he's giving away size and weight, but just goes about his business. And the boys at ground level were pretty good as well, winning the clearances. And and I've got a big shout out to our back six, were fantastic as well. So we knew if we could get it on the deck and use our speed, that they might struggle with that, and it seemed like that worked early for us.
Yep. Jack Broman continues to flourish in a forward role. He kicked another three goals. He's got 16 for the season. Is it hard to not have him playing down there? Is he almost becoming the Bannockburn version of a bloke called Dangerfield?
You can say that, but it's not a full-time gig. We just got to wait till we get a couple of troops back, and then he'll be back through the middle, so... at the minute, because he's at probably hard size to match up on, and gives a contest, when it's in his area, it's pretty easy to put him down there. And we're not losing much with, Dan Measures, Matty James and Joey Famer with Midzi through the middle as well. So, but we did turn this through there in the second half. So it wasn't all forward. We played Joey in the second half forward and released Jack a little bit.
Yep. You've been really consistent with the lineup you've had. I think you've only used 24 players so far this year. That's a good luxury to have, that you've got that consistency of the group playing together.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we had a couple out yesterday. Billy Ritchie obviously pulled out, who was crook, and the old man BJ, after a 6-day break, just didn't come up, sore calf. So yeah, so we had a couple pull out late, and a couple of guys that come in. Dean Perkins played his role for us, which was fantastic.
Yep. Just a name that I saw bob up on your team sheet. He didn't play in the ones, but I think he might have kicked a couple of goals in the twos. Is Brad Watts? Is this a comeback that's got a bit of a sniff of playing at 2 o'clock about it?
Yeah. Well, he's got a change of job, so he's able to actually get to training a fair bit more. He rocked up late during the pre-season and thought, well, let's have a crack. He's played the last two, I reckon, in our twos. And, just once he gets a bit of match fitness, he's probably not far away from playing senior football.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good luxury to have a bloke of his ability, former captain of the club, and I think a couple of hundred games to his name, to be able to just, if you wanted to strengthen that midfield depth, there's a bloke called Watts who's done it time and time again.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, he's obviously a captain when I first got to the club, and he's just another leader that you can't have enough of. And even at training, during training, he's just he just brings a voice and a bit of knowledge. Obviously, being around the club for so long.
Can I ask you how Tristan Battaglia is tracking? It was around round 6 or 7. I think he was looking at hoping to be right after that injury, but is he getting closer?
Yeah, so he's probably round 8. It's always been round 8. And he saw the doc on Friday, and he's still heading in that path. If he gets it all clear earlier, so he's out running around now, so he's being cleared to run around and do all that kind of stuff. So he's there every night running around, and then just can't really touch the footies at the minute. But he's following a couple of our senior players around, just in some running patterns and stuff like that.
Yep. He'll be a very handy addition. How do you intend to use him? Because he does have the ability to play through the midfield, but he's very creative inside forward 50. That's, a dilemma that you've got to deal with when he's right to go.
Yeah, exactly right. We'll probably start him as a forward. just to get some a bit of match fitness, a bit of base over him, far for him. And then we'll just rotate him through the mid, whether it's, you know, 8 minutes a quarter or you know, how we see it. And, you know, if we're not going too well through the middle, maybe he can run that, you know, pinch hit. But at this stage, we'll start him as a forward, but with the potential of, once he gets fit, he's going to be dangerous around the mid as well for us.
One of only two beaten teams, unbeaten teams left, I should say, with Invalid. You got Belmont Lions next week, and they're 3-1 and got a little bit of confidence up. I know they've seen off a couple of opponents that they would expect to beat in Anarchy and a struggling Winchelsea, but they'll have their tails up and be a challenge next week.
Yeah, exactly right. There's no easy games here in the GDFL anymore, and you've got to take everyone on its merit, and they're, what, 3-1 now, so... like you said, their confidence would be skyrocket. I'll see Bissos kick 7 and Jarksy kick 3, all ex-Bannockburn players. So we're going to have to put a bit of time into them too and see how we go. But, you know, it's obviously just not them two, but it's, you know, the whole 22. They seem like they've grown another leg and, yeah, going well.
Who goes to Jarksy? Is anybody going to put their hand up to take that role and try and shut him down, knowing that, you know, there's not a lot of space to work with at Winter Reserve at the Belmont Lions home ground? So somebody would be keen to do that blanketing job?
No, the back six will take care of that. We're happy with their matchups. They go out there and they find out who the best matchup is for who. But we'll talk about that obviously Thursday night. But yeah, there's no one specific. We're happy with. We might even put his best mate, bloody Tom Barth, on him, see how he goes with Barthy.
Oh, that'd be a bit of fun for Barthy. I'm sure they'll have a lot of fun for 3 hours, those two. I was going to say, that'd be worth the price of admission, but I don't know whether you've got to pay to get into Winter Reserve, depending on which part of the ground you come in from.
There'll only be one bloke talking anyway.
Yeah,
absolutely. I know who that'll be.
Yeah. Rico, well done. Great start to the year, and to go up to Werribee Central, where it's not easy to win, to come away with the 4 points and do it pretty comfortably. And great result. Well done, and thanks for talking to us on The Wash-Up.
Thanks, Kingy.